Any history buff would know of the Navajo code talkers that developed secret battle communications for the U.S. military. But until recently, few people knew that Tlingit soldiers also used their language to pass along secret information during World War II. Former state legislator and Sea Alaska board member Bill Thomas says he was friends with Robert Jeff David and George Lewis, two former Tlingit code talkers that lived in Haines. He didn't know the role they played in the war until after they passed away.
We all like to brag about what we did. And neither one of these two could say a word. And I'm totally surprised, you know, that these two were able to hold that secret and not let their children or their wives or anybody know that what they did.
Code Talker missions were highly classified, and the number of Tlingit people who served in this capacity is unknown. In 2013, Thomas attended a ceremony in Washington, D.C., where Congress awarded silver medals to five deceased Tlingit code talkers. 6 years have passed since the medals were awarded, and Thomas felt it was time that the state of Alaska recognized the soldiers' efforts as well.
It'd been too long, as far as I was concerned. I felt it was disappointing not to recognize these men and their significance they had in the war effort.
Thomas and Sea Alaska Heritage recently proposed a legislative citation recognizing the importance of Tlingit code talkers. Several senators pointed out Alaska Natives' high rate of participation in the U.S. military before adopting the citation on Wednesday. Senator Jesse Keel said he found it ironic that Native languages were used as a tool in the military while they were suppressed in civilian life.
Many of those Native Americans who served our country so nobly and who saved so many lives with their rapid communications in unbreakable code were punished for using their native languages in schools when they had been younger.
Thomas says five flags at the Capitol building will fly at half-mast next week in honor of the five known Tlingit code talkers. The flags will then be presented to the families of the code talkers on Monday the 18th during the gold medal basketball tournament at Juno Douglas High School. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.